Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones. And let's talk new music, because I've got an act in the studio this afternoon who's very excited to be back in Liverpool, and he's just released his debut single, Eyes Open. You'll get a chance to hear him sing that live later on as well. It's a very warm welcome to Chris James.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you in. And as I said, you're excited to be back in Liverpool.
Absolutely, I can't cope. I love it. Obviously, I live in London now, but like when I looked on my diary, it was like, you know, Liverpool stations, I was like, yes, because I've never ever done any radio stations in Liverpool, so it's amazing, like the best of the week coming back to my home city.
Have you been up the tower before?
I have, but just as, you know, a paying guest, which is amazing. I love it. So cool, man. It's such a great, I just love it. It's so nice.
It's well, yeah, you had the privilege, or we've got the privilege of having you up without having to pay today, so that's great.
That's amazing.
Let's talk about your new single, then, Eyes Open. We're going to hear it a bit later.
Cool.
It's brilliant. I love it. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, Eyes Open is obviously a song. I kind of wrote it with a couple of friends that I was in a band with previously. And it's, you know, it's about that thing where you're in a relationship and it doesn't go that well, but you're a bit besotted with the person and you think, oh my God, if they leave me, I'm going to be ruined because I'm not, I'm without them. And it's kind of like just saying, when you step outside of a relationship, see the person you're with for the person they actually are, sometimes quite not quite nice, and then stepping out and knowing that you'll be okay, like, on your own. So it's a bit of bittersweet, like, but I've got friends saying, oh, I'm listening to it with the car down, it's great. And then I've got other ones going, it's really sad, that song, but it's a bit emotional because it's like, you know, you're getting on without them and that. So it's great, but for me, it's about, you know, a personal relationship that kind of didn't go so well, and I thought my life was over, and it isn't. Because I'm here.
And it's your debut solo single, is, but you've been part of a band before, haven't you?
That's true. I was in a band for 7 years called The Scheme. We did some shows in Liverpool, non-radio though. But yeah, and I was with them for 7 years. We got an album deal. It was all going really well. Went to America, American TV, tour in the US. And then we went last August to do our debut band album. And one of the pianist met a girl and never come back. So literally got on a flight. It was like, we're all going to break for Christmas. And then I've never heard from the boy since. So obviously the label just like closed the accounts and we were all dropped, like literally over about a week's period. So I went to the label begging. And I just said, come on, you know, I've given all my life to you guys. I can't have another band that's failed. And they were like, all right, let's do a single. And this is the single.
Well, I'm sure you didn't have to beg for very long. How different is it for you as a solo act compared to being part of a band?
Much different. And it's great because I'm a bit like regimental. I like to get up dead early. I like to go to the gym. I like to eat healthy. And when you're in bands, you have a tendency of like just grabbing what's available. You know what it's like being on tour and stuff. So right now it's much better because I drive myself. I do everything myself, which I should do really, shouldn't I? Do you know what I mean? But it's nice. You know, I know that when I finish my gear, I can go back to the hotel and I just chill out. Whereas usually when you're with a group of lads, it's like, hey, beers. I'm really not into that, which is totally bad because I should be saying I'm a proper rock star, but no. So it's good. It's a lot different. But I've got my mate Stuart with me, plays guitar for me. So, and the thing about it is when you're doing touring, you're doing radio stuff, you're never on your own. Like, but, and as you can, to be fair, the guy's never really got a chance to talk anyway, as you can see. I don't shut up. So, yeah.
I love the press release that we've got, by the way, from your record label. I think you've written this yourself because let me just find the line here. Chris James is the new singer on the block from Liverpool, and he really does have the whole package when it comes to looks, personality and, of course, the voice.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? I'll pay them later when I get back.
It's all going so well, though, for you, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, you know, I got shocked this morning. I got an email from the label saying I'm 22 in my subgenre, so in the pop chart on iTunes, and I'm the official 58. So it only dropped on Friday, and it went in at like 170 or something. I was like, oh, it's going to fall out then, isn't it? That's the end of that. And it's just been gradually. But I think, you know, I've been doing radio tour for 4 days. So it's slowly, some live, some pre-record. So it's kind of like, as they come on, listeners are listening. They're either downloading or streaming. So that's so important because my second single is based on my city, Liverpool, getting behind me. You know, if we get a few more sales, then it will keep me in the chart and then it will make the label do a number two.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time. Matt Jones here. And I've got Chris James in the studio as well. We'll get a chance to hear his debut single, Eyes Open, in a bit. Let's just talk about growing up in Liverpool. Where are you from?
So, born in Kirby and went to Melling County Primary and then Mary Court. So then I was, my family live in McGull. So I stayed in Liverpool. I come back here like probably every other week. I write with Stuart, so we're in and out of the studio weekly. But even when I wasn't coming back weekly, I'd come every month. But yeah, so I was born and raised in like born in Kirby and Northwood, and then raised in like Melling, McGull, and Aintree, and then moved to London. Move back to Liverpool, move to London, move back to Liverpool. As the band split up, you move back, you know, Mum, I'm back. So she hasn't
washed him.
Exactly. She hasn't had me now for a few years, and every time I come, she goes, oh God, hope you're not coming back to stay, are you, lad? I'm like, no, don't worry, it's fine. So yeah, so I just love Liverpool. I do miss it madly, though. I mean, London's crazy, very fast paced, and it can be quite cold, I think. But when I first moved to London, I was quite shocked in the cold shoulder, so I'd be like bumping into people going sorry, and they'd be like looking at me like I'm some alien, you know, like why is he saying sorry? But I love coming back to my home city, definitely.
And growing up here as an aspiring artist, what better place would you rather be?
Amazing, you know, it's great, isn't it? Because this is where it all started, you know. And it's so funny because this is a very short story, so I'm gonna keep this going on, but I had a gig in London, and this lady came up to me, it was a couple of years ago when I was in the band. And she was this like outrageous woman with blonde hair, diamonds and everything, just going crazy. And her name was Lisa Voice. And Lisa Voice was with Billy Fury till he died. Basically, it was his second partner after his first marriage. So she kind of came to me and she was like, do you ever hear of Billy Fury? And I was like, are you kidding me? I used to play the Irish American in Liverpool. Like, you'll never find another you. So it's great because I've met so many amazing people through Liverpool, like via like that type of thing. But yeah, growing up was great. I didn't have too many bands in Liverpool. I kind of like went to London thinking it was going to work for me 10 years ago, and it didn't. So I came back and I had a management here on Bold Street, Martin O'Shea. He's great. He was the guy that did Atomic Kitten. That was a long, long time ago. I was dead excited when I got signed. I was like, oh, that's that big girl band. They were like, the Spice Girls, you know, and I've just been signed and we're dead famous. But yeah, it takes a long time, let me tell you. It really does.
Well, what's the plan now then? We've got the first single out. Is the second going to be coming pretty soon?
Yeah, performance based. Liverpool, buy the single. No, joking. Yeah, a second single is probably going to come the end of October, beginning of November, just schedule and based. And then the album is in progress at the moment. We're about 6 or 7 songs. I'm writing it with Stuart. And it'll be this time next year, the record. I've kind of missed all the festivals and the shows this year because I was trying to get this song out, but next year I'll be hopefully festivaling it as well and doing some big shows.
Some live shows up here as well, then, hopefully.
Definitely, yeah. Anyone listening? Maybe the new Irish American on Lime Street. They've moved the other side of the road now.
Where have you played around here?
My band, we played the O2 Academy, so we played there last year. We did a tour. I've played in Zanzibar. I've played in the Hope Street Hotel, the Hilton. You know, and as starting out, I played the Irish American. I played loads
of
like ale houses.
Sandy Tom, what was that one?
Oh, that was an old you ever remember Sandy Tom? That she studied in Liverpool from Scotland. She had that I wish I was a punk rocker song. She wanted to sign us initially, so she did a showcase for us, and it was like one of the Baltic Fleet. There's like some warehouses. So pretty much played a lot of places, but never done radio, which is, I'm so excited about being here, guys. You don't realise, like, it's freaking me out. Have you seen me on my chair? I stopped moving.
You're selling the tower tours very well to the
people
who are listening.
I love it. Everyone come. It's £7. It's great.
Writing songs as well, then, you write them together.
Yeah.
How do you find that as a pairing?
Amazing. I mean, Stuart and I were writing together before I was in the band, like, because we basically, this is really bad, isn't it? But basically, me and Stuart did an album together not with Sandy Tom, but she said, I've got a record label, want to sign you guys. So we've been doing that for at least 4 or 5 years together.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I just got this record label and a publishing deal on the table from Sandy Tom. But then it's this weird thing. My mate was at a club in London. He met this guy that owned the label and said, I've got all these writers, I've got all this talent, let's get Chris down London. And I just got offered a massive deal, getting to London, housing and all that. And I just said to Stuart, I've got to go, mate, I'm so sorry. And he was gutted, but I was so bad, that's terrible, isn't it? But then, you know, 7 years later, I'm knocking.
Right, to be honest, I was all right.
7 years later, he wasn't that bothered, but he was, I could tell he was. But then 7 years later, you know, I've knocked on the door and we're now going to commit to do a record together. But writing, he's an amazing guitarist, I'm a learner. So he'll be strumming away, you know, I'll hum a melody and then we'll just construct a song that way, or he'll have a boss melody and 90% of the song done and I'll just come in and put a bit of icing on it. But that's how we do it. But generally, if you're writing to a brief, I mean, I've written for a couple of artists before and it'll be the label saying it's got to be this type of a song. So as a team, we'd write about the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the Saturday night out in town, you know, that type of thing. So as a songwriter, it depends what you're doing. But for me, we just write about modern day life, what's going on currently. Also what's relatable, because if people can't relate, they're not going to buy it. Do you know what I mean?
It should just come within it straight away, really.
Yeah.
I think you just get a melody, put a lyric to it, the lyric tells you what it's about, and you work back from that, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Chorus or...
Well, it's a partnership that's obviously working really well at the moment. As you say, the album will hopefully be out next year.
Yeah, definitely.
We've got the debut single out, which we're going to play for you in a moment or two as well. That's called Eyes Open. But Chris, Stu, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
And best of luck over the coming year as well.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
I see you acting so distracted. You got me running around like I'm a madman. And all you give to me are words of acid. And I don't know why I'm here. But I know I gotta leave you now. But I'm not gonna be without, yeah. Cause I got my eyes open, wide open now. And I know I gotta leave you now. But I'm not gonna be without, yeah. Cause I got my eyes open, wide open now. Cause I'm finally getting over you. When you're gone, I see it clearly. Reconnect myself and be the real me. My mind is free, not feeling guilty, yeah. And I see now why I'm here. But I know I gotta leave you now. But I'm not gonna be without, yeah. Cause I got my eyes open, wide open now. And I know I gotta leave you now. But I'm not gonna be without, yeah. Cause I got my eyes open, wide open now. I got stuck outside in the pouring rain. To repeat your name over again and again. Lies told me lies, it was all just a game to you. And now I started a fire that I cannot control. You had me pushed to the ground, down on the floor. Lies after lies, it was all just a game to you. But I know I gotta leave you now. But I'm not gonna be without, yeah. Cause I got my eyes open, wide open now. And I know I gotta leave you now. But I'm not gonna be without, yeah. Cause I got my eyes open, wide open now. You know I got my eyes open, wide open now. Cause I'm finally getting over you.
Full time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.